to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He says it's like being Alice in Wonderland. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's Hunter Biden's response to the controversy over his business dealings while his father was vice president.
You're up on the real world, and then you fall down the rabbit hole, and, you know, the president's the Cheshire Cat asking you questions about crazy things.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, for Hunter Biden, hindsight is indeed 2020. The son of presidential candidate Joe Biden told ABC News he did nothing wrong accepting a position on the board of a Ukrainian company. But he also admitted he may have had poor judgment, not foreseeing the political implications for his father.
Did I make a mistake? Well, maybe in the grand scheme of things, yeah. But did I make a mistake based upon some unethical lapse? Absolutely not.
Biden says he did not receive money from a business deal in China, as the president has alleged, calling it a ridiculous conspiracy theory. Dave?
Much the president insists he wanted corruption investigated when he asked Ukraine's leader to look into the Bidens, and he calls the impeachment inquiry a scam. His ex-aide Fiona Hill testified yesterday for 10 hours in private.
Fox News confirms Fiona Hill said White House officials were so alarmed about President Trump's push to have Ukraine investigate the Bidens that they raised their concerns directly with lawyers at the National Security Council.
Fox's Jillian Turner next hour. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent will be questioned. Meanwhile, the U.S. has pulled back forces farther from the fighting in northern Syria as Turkey keeps attacking Kurd forces who are U.S. allies battling ISIS. Syrian government troops are moving in to help the Kurds, but Russia has just said it will not let the Syrian and Turkish forces fight.
The United States of America wants Turkey to stop the invasion.
Vice President Pence will go to Turkey for talks after U.S. economic sanctions were imposed. And now ex-cop is free on bond in Fort Worth, Texas, the morning after Aaron Dean quit the police force, then was charged with murder for killing a woman in her own home Saturday, responding to a call about an open door, shooting her through a window. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to keeping your small business's valuable information safe, Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. Running your own small business is a big challenge, but with the right partner, it's a lot easier. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Will Joe Biden be asked about Ukraine and his son Hunter tonight when he'll be on a very crowded stage in Ohio?
The 12-person debate is the largest ever in a presidential primary and likely will be the final debate for several candidates. The Democratic National Committee is increasing polling and donor thresholds for the November debate.
Fox's Jared Halpern, a new Quinnipiac poll has Biden trailing Elizabeth Warren by 3 points, 30-27%. Bernie Sanders a distant third at 11%. A new Trump administration rule was supposed to take effect today to make it harder for immigrants to qualify for green cards, but it's been blocked in court.
A federal judge in New York sided with immigration groups against the Trump administration, saying the new public charge rule was a policy meant to exclude in search of justification. The rule newly defined a public charge as someone who used public assistance for at least a one-year period within a prior three-year period. A federal judge in California said Homeland Security failed to consider how much this would cost states, and a federal judge in Washington said officials expanded the definition of a public charge without citing any laws or statutes. The White House said these rulings are the latest examples of an administration being ordered to comply with flawed or lawless guidance from a previous administration. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Controversy in Pickens County, Georgia, where the school district is putting on hold a new rule allowing transgender students to use bathrooms that align with their gender identity. Hundreds turned out for a high-tension debate at a comment period last night. In baseball's playoffs, Washington wins again.
And Kinsler on the first pitch. Rips one into the gap left center.
Howie Kendrick drove in three runs, leading the Nationals to an 8-1 win over the St. Louis Cardinals on TBS. Washington takes a 3-0 lead now in the National League Championship Series. Could close it out in Game 4 tonight after Game 3 in the ALCS. Houston and New York, those teams tied one game apiece. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. There have now been a total of 4 swastikas found on the University of Illinois campus in the last week. The News Gazette says 2 more swastikas were reported Friday to University of Illinois police. Police don't know how long they were there. One was on the elevator in Weston Hall. The other was on a study table in the Aces Library. Police say right now they don't have a reason to think the incidents are related to each other. A big start to the 2021 football season. It'll kick off in Ireland against the Cornhuskers. This is the first football game Illinois will play outside the United States. It is set for August 28th, 2021 at Aviva Stadium in Dublin. Stone Creek Church is offering free car fit checks to older drivers on Thursday afternoon from 1 until 4. Checks are being offered to all licensed drivers ages 65 and up who owned registered vehicles. It's designed to keep older drivers on the road as safely as possible. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
You know when you are headed to work or a special event and you look around and no one is there to tell you if your shoes or your shirt look good? Don't have that panic feeling with your mortgage. We want to give you a second set of eyes to ensure you are getting the best of the best. Hi, it's Michelle Mott with the 217 Mortgage Team, encouraging you to get a second opinion with us at INB.
Illinois National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 47721. Michelle's is 1-840-439.
Check your weather, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Well, we're looking partly sunny right now, but more clouds and a 40% chance of showers later today. We've got a high 66 expected, 40 our low tonight. 54 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy, down to 36 in the evening. 59 the high on Thursday with mostly sunny conditions. Some clouds coming our way on Saturday with a high near 70, so that'll be good for that Illini-Wisconsin game. Let's hope we can win that, huh?
Yeah, let's go, 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 and do the best you can do.
Temperature's currently at 46. ESPN 93.5.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow, 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
GNC is the name you know, but we want to know yours as well. Also your health, fitness, nutrition habits, wellness goals, and more. In other words, your complete profile. GNC for You is personalized daily packs of the industry's best vitamins and supplements designed just for you and shipped right to your door every month. And it all starts at GNCforYou.com with a free lifestyle quiz that starts with your name. Don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for You.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
How is it that a man who fired not just a Dallas Cowboy legend, but an NFL legend in Tom Landry, fired him on his first day, weds himself to Jason Garrett for a decade? How is it that Jason Garrett remains the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys? How is it that the one time in Jerry Jones' life he decides to be patient, it's to the ginger clapper? How is it that showing he has the ability for decisiveness and rashness, showing he has the ability to fire a legend as his first order of business, to get rid of Jimmy Johnson after winning 2 Super Bowls and 3 scotches at the bar, to give 1 year to 2 years to various coaches, he gives 10 to the embodiment of mediocrity.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
You're a smart, hardworking roofing contractor. But how do you get ahead? By saving time with the Beacon Pro Plus app. The Beacon Pro Plus app works 24/7 for material ordering, automated rebate tracking, and online bill pay, all saving you valuable time. And during select weeks this fall, receive special rewards by purchasing high-quality CertainTeed products through Pro Plus. You work hard. Now work smarter. Sign up for free at beaconproplus.com today.
Listen up, America. Why in the world would you start your day with an unwrap, zip-zap, sad sack breakfast mishap when the McDonald's app lets you order, pay, and pick up a nice and hot griddle-sizzle breakfast with a tap-tippity-tap? I think I just rhyme-answered my own rhyme question. McDonald's mobile order and pay. Just order in the app, pass the line with the tap, and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles, the easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tanya J. Powers, she is Fox News reporter standing by New York City just serving humanity. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. Where's the Democratic debate tonight?
This is being held in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
It is at Otterbein University, and that is in Westerville, Ohio.
Yeah. Trump bad, impeach, we're good, pick one, Elizabeth Warren, Senator Biden, Vice President Biden, do they go after Hunter here, or how does this work tonight?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. There was kind of a... Here's how I see it, and I'm not a political pundit. I'm just a reporter. So, I'm not... they didn't hire me for my political opinion. But honestly, here's the risk if they do that. If they go after Joe Biden and start talking about Hunter Biden and things like that, they risk the appearance of buying into what the Republicans are saying, which for the Democrats, that's probably not the best strategy for them, only because it lends credence to what the other party is saying. And that's, I would imagine they're probably not going to go that route. They may ask. I mean, and I'm talking about the other candidates,
yeah,
the moderators.
Right.
The moderators might ask. But I don't know. I'm not sure really how they pick that up without legitimizing what they're saying is a non-issue to start with.
Well, if Eric Trump had done the same things, I guarantee the other Republicans would be pounding him, because you're always trying to get the leader. And right now it's really close between Elizabeth Warren and some of her, did that really happen like that kind of stuff that she has all the time? And then Joe Biden and then everybody else. I mean, it's just like, okay, congratulations being on the stage. Tulsi Gabbard. I like Tulsi Gabbard. She's made the stage tonight. Did that billionaire guy Steyer, did he make it?
He did. Yeah, he made the stage. As a matter of fact, they're the two that were not on the stage in Houston. Matter of fact, before everybody qualified, as they were qualifying for the Houston debate, that those 10 people were automatically qualified for this one. So we already knew all 10 of those were going to be on this debate stage as well. So that may have taken a little pressure off of them for the, month or whatever between these two. But you're right. There have been two new additions. Now we're going to have 12 folks trying to get their message out.
Okay. We'll see what happens tonight, Tanya J. Powers. You'll be monitoring, making sure that don't miss a minute of this exciting brawl, I'm sure. It'll be interesting to see, but bottom line is they've gone so far left, in my opinion, to where it's really tough. Even if you don't like Donald Trump, good luck if I got to pick somebody like Elizabeth Warren. Joe Biden is the only guy that had a semblance of normality as a political scene goes over the last three decades, but it's just pushed far, far left, and I think a lot of Americans uncomfortable. We'll see how they go after each other. Tulsi Gabbard hasn't been afraid. She pounded Kamala Harris in that second one. That was a pretty good smackdown. Okay, Tanya, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Sure, thank you.
You bet. Quarter after 8. Democratic debate was this 3?
That sounds right.
Voting starts in 4 months in Iowa.
I mean, that's just the polling and all that, right?
No, it's the primary.
Okay, the primary.
Primary is first of the year.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll be here. So we got the Democratic and Republican National Conventions, you know, next summer. We're back at this again.
Okay.
Yeah, ever since Trump stole this, we're back, finally. Yeah. We worked with the Russians and Mueller report, and oh, that's right, it didn't show anything. I forgot.
Okay.
359-2255. You're always welcome to text in if you'd like. Sports headlines coming up.
The sounds of fresh meat grilling, the sounds of the marching Illini, and the sounds of Lovie Smith and his fighting Illini taking the field at Memorial Stadium. Ensure you have the best tailgate and get your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. They have fresh meat weekly, sausage, bacon, and eggs, too. It's local fresh meat from right here in Champaign, Urbana. The U of I Meat Sales Room, open Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 to 5:30 p.m., and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Located off Florida on Maryland Avenue in Urbana, have the best tailgate this season when you buy your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
That number could save you up to 30% on your energy bills. When you call today, Chief Bauer Service Experts can hook you up with a furnace tune-up. Right now, save $61 on a furnace tune-up. Chief Bauer Service Experts, your hometown Champaign-Urbana tune-up pros.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
See website for license details.
Hello, this is Shane Culch from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor is having our biggest sale of the year. Every plant in the nursery is at least 20% off, with select plants up to 50% off. These aren't merely leftover plants from the spring. We've been bringing in fresh new plants to keep the nursery fully stocked for the last big push going into winter. The best time to plant is now. Less transplant shock and less money. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery for the best selection of trees, shrubs, and perennials, and they're all on sale. For more information and directions, go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Culch from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
All right, let's go. Cardinals ready to set history and win 4 straight. Yeah. Let's go.
That sounds good.
Let's do it.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Nationals beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-1 yesterday. Cardinals are using Dakota Hudson on the mound. It's a 7:05 start for game 4 here on ESPN 93.5. On the American League side, it's tied up at 1 apiece as the Yankees and Houston Astros go at it at 3:08. This afternoon. On to football. Packers over the Detroit Lions 23-22. With that 23-yard field goal inside the last minute or two, they came out on top. Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers, 24 of 39 for 283 yards. We have Illinois and Wisconsin. Of course, Wisconsin number 6 in the nation. 11 a.m. start on Saturday. And even bigger news than that was the Illini are heading to Ireland. It's August 28th, 2021, as we face Nebraska. The announcement came yesterday. There's all kinds of homecoming festivities taking place throughout the week. I know the businesses that are decorating will get judged tomorrow, in case you wanted to get in on that. And, of course, the parade on Friday night around Campus Town, late afternoon and into the evening. It should be a lot of fun as we celebrate 109 years of homecoming.
You bet.
Also in hockey, Blackhawks over the Edmonton Oilers 3-1. New York Islanders came out on top over the St. Louis Blues. That final was 3-2 in overtime. Also trending is LeBron James and his comments to the NBA and China on that incident that happened. As far as the protests and the comments.
Just a tweet, and it went viral, and China got mad because the general manager of Houston Rockets had the audacity to support Hong Kong's march toward democracy. And LeBron said, I'm not going to talk about that stuff. You know, content now. I'm just talking about the timing. By the way, the Illini now 31-point underdogs. It opened at 25.5, and clearly all of America betting on Wisconsin. Stop by CMI on Bloomington Road if you're in charge of keeping your business clean and germ-free. Check out eSprayer. This technology great for schools, but also great for health, assisted living, and gym facilities. Call CMI 217-359-6262 today for more info or to schedule a demo. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts. Here's your weather.
Well, we've got partly cloudy conditions today. High 66 expected. down to 40 this evening. 40% chance of showers late. 54 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy. Sunny and 60 on Thursday. 46 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, check your Fox Business Minute. We'll do that next. Come right back with you. It is Tuesday. This is halfway. 15, now 16 days till Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
Man, Thanksgiving, a little more than a month away. 8:20.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street is looking over mostly better-than-expected earnings from major corporations. Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, United Health Group, and Johnson & Johnson all reported strong numbers. Goldman Sachs and Wells Fargo reported mixed numbers. Office rental company WeWork could be cutting 2,000 jobs as soon as this week. British newspaper The Guardian says the company's uncertain financial position has made it difficult for the business to operate, and little or no work is getting done. WeWork's plans to go public were halted after the value of the company was slashed. AMC Theaters is launching a new streaming service for members of its loyalty program. The movie theater chain says it'll have 2,000 digital films available to buy or rent. It'll be available to members of the Stubbs loyalty program later today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
BeaconProPlus.com today.
ESPN 93.5, I am Stevie J. Welcoming Dr. Kevin Teal is in our studio. Jennifer Honeycutt also. We're going to talk about brains and TBI, which is what, Kevin?
Traumatic brain injury.
Oh, that was a quiz. I just want to make sure you knew what you were talking about. How hard is it to win an argument with Kevin Teal? What do you think you are, some brain surgeon? Reaction? I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so why? Where are you from?
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
All right, you cowboy.
I'm a sympathizer.
Okay,
that was a tough one. That was a tough one.
That was a tough one for your friends.
That's why I don't watch it.
Yeah. Get too much. And you came to Champaign, Urbana, Carl, why?
For sanity.
Okay.
And the future.
And do you enjoy our community? The answer is yes.
It's great.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Outstanding.
And you're a veteran?
I am.
Thank you for serving.
My pleasure.
Where and
which
when?
Branch of the military?
Army.
Okay.
That's the best.
Strong.
Go Army.
Come
Army
on.
Strong.
Let's go. All right. We're talking about this because it's significant. There are more veterans that are struggling with this than we ever knew. We're talking hundreds of thousands?
Yes, sir. One in five.
That's so crazy. Mm. How? How does this happen?
Well, you know, war is a devastating thing, and with these injuries in Iraq and Afghanistan, the IEDs and the explosions, a lot of it's blast injury. We have some motor vehicle accidents in that, too. But the force of the trauma has been so much more forceful. And then we've been better able to keep them surviving. So they survive with these injuries, which in the past they would have had a torso injury and they would have died.
Okay, right. So we're living longer with this.
Yes.
But you can't come back from this very easily, right? I mean, it's really
difficult. Yeah. It's not impossible, but it's difficult.
And how much, they say, gosh, we only use, what, a couple of percent of our brain or whatever they say. The brain is incredible. And will we ever know everything with the billions of synapses and all that stuff? Never.
No, sir.
You don't have enough time?
No, I think it's going to wrap up before then.
All right, Jennifer Honeycutt, what's happening on November 1?
So we at the Chaz Veterans Center, in partnership with Carl and several other entities on campus, are hosting an event, Veterans Day celebration. So it is called Making the Invisible Visible, a dialogue on veteran traumatic brain injury.
Important for us to be aware, Kevin, of all this, because if you're aware of it, you have a chance to deal with it.
It's very important that we become aware. One of the big treatment strategies is to help the families, help the veterans, and resource them up. And that's really what this is going to be an opportunity to do. And I think, like anything else, if we shed light on it, we can help it, we can kind of deal with it, we can monitor it. But things that stay in the dark don't become well.
We're still learning lots about the brain.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
Through research, that stuff works, but it's slow.
It takes time, but I think we know a lot more than we used to. And I think we know that getting these veterans plugged into resources, getting them plugged into counseling, helping the caregivers. This is a very hard problem to deal with. Imagine you get a spouse back from the war and they're wounded.
Mm.
And you've got to, you know, raise your kids in that environment. You've got to go to work every day. You've got to manage yourself and manage them. And there's depression. There's anger. There's alcohol issues. There's pain med issues. So this is a very complicated problem, and I think the more resources we can bring to it as a community, the more we can stand alongside these people and advocate with them.
Well, exactly why we should be talking with Jenny more about the Chess Center for Wounded Veterans. Let's talk about your mission statement and what this is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the Chess Veterans Center, we serve military-connected students across campus. And recently, our mission encompassing research has really kind of come to the forefront. So hosting events like this one where we're bringing together researchers and providers and the veterans and the caregivers that this work is supposed to impact is really helping us to do things like start dialogues and start conversations about these issues to bring people together and really find solutions.
All right, 11-1, November 1st, you want people to come?
Absolutely.
Okay, what time?
Yeah, so it starts at 8 a.m. And we'll have breakfast served, we'll have lunch, and the event ends at 3:30.
How much to come?
It's a free event.
What?
Yeah.
Bring a friend.
On the house,
Kevin,
man.
Bring a friend. I heard two meals in there.
Yeah, you get some groceries.
A lot of learning. You're pretty comfortable with the microphone. How long have you had a national radio show?
You know, I'm looking for one, Steve.
Okay,
you got an opening around here, man. I'm looking for one.
You look, you know, sometimes docs aren't quite as articulate, and, you know, they're brilliant, but you actually can speak very well. You're very well-spoken and fun to talk to because you can bring it down to my level.
Well,
which is
you.
Very important to do when you're talking about brains.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
It's just not that darned easy. You ever think about your career in the Army? Were you stationed somewhere dangerous? Were you?
You know, I wasn't, Steve. You know, back in the day, Steve, when you and I were coming along as toddlers, we would join the Army and people said, get your education, you know, get all the benefits and all that. I was probably the last generation of people who could do that and not go to a major war.
Okay.
I got out in 2001.
Okay.
I got it in June 2001, right before all the stuff kicked
off.
So since 2001, it's a different military. Mm-hmm. If you're in the military now, whether you're reserves or active duty,
fighting
you're going
somewhere.
To see wartime.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're going to point a muzzle downrange, as we say.
Right.
So for me, I was stationed at Fort Lewis, Washington in Tacoma, Washington. Beautiful area.
Yeah.
Mountain view every day. Rained a lot. But the veterans were great. Taking care of the families, taking care of the soldiers. I love that part of it. What I didn't love was the insanity from the, you know, the upper management.
You know, I know we try. I don't think we honor our veterans as nearly as much as we should. I mean, these guys, they're willing to go do what I don't want to do and be scared to do, and that's defend.
They take a heavy load for all of us.
And we think that these families, you see the TV pictures of dad's coming home, the kids crying, everybody's hugging. It's not that easy.
There's some dark days while you're waiting on dad to come home.
Well, and also when you get home, to assimilate back into the deal,
mm-hmm.
right? That's that people take for granted. Dad's home, it's all good. Mom's home. It takes a little because the single parent has been doing that for a while.
Right.
And there's conflict. Number one, who holds the TV remote?
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, it's good to meet you guys. We appreciate what you're doing over there, Jennifer. We know how important it is and we want people to come. How about online? Where can I connect with you guys and learn more?
Yeah, so to register for the event, the website is go.illinois.edu/veteranbrainhealth.
Okay, and you have different colleges from the U of I involved. Can you talk about that briefly, Jenny?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Chess Center is located in the College of Applied Health Sciences. We also have the Interdisciplinary Health Sciences Institute and the Beckman Institute for Advanced Science and Technology all involved.
And with it being such a long day, you've got some terrific speakers scheduled for everybody to enjoy.
We do. We have two keynotes that are speaking. So Justin Constantine is a Marine veteran who's a survivor of traumatic brain injury. Mm. And then Dr. James Kelly is the director of the Marcus Institute for Brain Health at the University of Colorado.
Okay, great.
All right, listen, thank you so much again. Making the Invisible Visible on November 1 at the Pollard Auditorium, Carl, 611 West Park Street, correct?
Uh-huh.
Correct.
All good. Listen, thank you, Jennifer, for coming in. Dr. Teal, a pleasure and honor. Thank you for your service. Thank you for what you're doing here for Carl and for Champaign-Urbana.
Thank you, Stevie. Nice to meet you.
Good
you guys keep
you.
Up the great work.
Well, thank you for your great information and work. 831 ESPN 93.5.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. U.S. troops have left a town in northern Syria called Manbij, with Syrian troops now there to support Kurdish fighters and take control. Turkey's President Erdogan says about his country's military operation in Syria.
Defeat all armies.
We are. Because at the moment, under the pressure and harassment of a terror organization, meaning the Kurds. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent is set to meet this morning with House committees looking into President Trump's impeachment. Former White House National Security Aide Fiona Hill spoke with those committees about President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani,
pushing for Joe Biden to be investigated in Ukraine.
The Washington Post reports Hill said she confronted Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, about Giuliani's dealings in the nation. The New York Times reports Hill also said former...
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A big start to the 2021 football season. It'll kick off in Ireland against the Cornhuskers. This is the first football game Illinois will play outside the United States. It is set for August 28th, 2021 at Aviva Stadium in Dublin. Market Watch is out with a list of the best college towns in the country, and we are on it. To determine the best college towns in America for 2019, Livability and Abodo, an off-campus and young professional apartment search engine, ranked all U.S. cities with at least one college campus and a population of 20,000 to 350,000 based on several factors. Champaign is described as being a thriving city where 89% of grads from the University of Illinois were either working or continuing their education within 6 months of graduation. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, when making financial decisions that impact you, your family, or your business, nothing's more important than a partner who understands your unique goals. You want to retire, maybe spend time traveling. Busey's wealth management experts are committed to making your money work hard for you. Busey Wealth Management offers expert advice and individualized solutions. Nearly a century of experience advising individuals, businesses, and foundations. Experienced and knowledgeable team, there are 51 wealth management professionals with chartered financial analysts, charter holders, certified financial planner designations, certified trust and financial advisors, and charter retirement plan specialists and qualified 401k administrators. They've got it. All you have to do is get hold of them. Sit down with a free, no cost or obligation meeting. Whatever your dream, Busey will develop a strategy to meet your needs. Contact a wealth management professional today from your friends at Busey. All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy, high 66 expected. 40 our low tonight with a 40% chance of late afternoon and into the evening showers. Partly cloudy by tomorrow with a high 54, low 36. 60 on Thursday with mostly sunny conditions. 65 on Friday, partly cloudy. 68 with a few clouds on Saturday's forecast. Right now the temperature's at 49. ESPN 93.5.
Busey Wealth Management, solutions for your lifetime investment product services, not FDIC insured, may lose value in a bank guarantee. All right, we talked about Ireland, talked about whether people will go to Ireland. I think they will. I think the alumni base is so big, there'll be a lot of people that'll want to make that trip and cheer on our Fighting Illini.
And this kind of experience is what Josh Whitman, our athletic director, was speaking about yesterday on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, and some business people grumbling about losing a home game. I mean, it's impactful. All the hotels and businesses and food and just events.
But we don't get this opportunity very often. August 28th, 2021.
Well, somebody asked me why. Why go? A lot of money, a lot of work, a lot of time. It's national TV. I think it's a Friday night. So you do have the only football game in America that night. That's important.
Yeah.
The question is, will we be ready for that? Nebraska's not real good. We're not real good. So at this point, who's going to get better and who's going to... If you go to Ireland, you sure want to try and win.
Well, and it's kind of a week zero game, isn't it? Since it's August 28th, it's kind of preseason-ish.
Oh,
even though
it's a conference game.
Okay.
It counts in your Big Ten record.
Oh, okay.
There's no excuse in that. Now, I would feel better if we scheduled... somebody we would totally win against, Rutgers.
But you might not have a big draw.
Well, I think the draw is Ireland. I think it's like, let's go to Ireland. Nebraska has a pretty big loyal base. They're thinking the Fighting Illini with 150,000 alum or whatever we have. A lot of people.
Okay. I mean, do see the original date for this game at Memorial Stadium in Champaign November 13th, 2021. And with the change, it will give Illinois 2 bye weeks that season.
Yeah. So, any thoughts? I think there's some snarkiness right now because our football team's lost 4 in a row. And we play Wisconsin this Saturday. So, listen, the bottom line, the elixir for everything in sports is what?
Winning.
You got to win.
Yeah.
They
it's amazing.
Cool travel packages, though. Welcome party. They have different must-see attractions, adventures, culinary and golf outings, and much more.
Yeah. What do you think?
Illini, the number two, Ireland.com.
Yeah. What do you think? 359-2255, if you have any thoughts on the Illini in Ireland. Love to hear from you. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, love to hear from you. You got Thanksgiving like 5 weeks away.
Yes. Are you ready?
Is the stove good? Is the microwave all right?
Do you need to upgrade?
How about that stove, microwave, stovetop, refrigerator combo?
Yeah.
You can go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World in Champaign. You drive on Neal Street as you head toward the Marketplace Mall. Right-hand side of the road, there it is, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They've been around. In fact, they've been doing only appliances since 1977. Sometimes businesses try and grow and do other things. These guys just do the appliances because they're really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World will also give you a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
When you buy from us. That's what they say. Start online at appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Okay. When you buy from us, you get the whole store?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's how the song goes.
Jingles work, folks.
Uh-huh.
They really do. 359-2255. Feel free to text in. It's 841. 43. At least one more baseball game before we wrap it up with the St. Louis Cardinals. Hopefully, eight more. When the Cardinals sweep now, get four straight, and then sweep whoever in the World Series.
I love that thought.
What I'm thinking, I'm a little off the page from poor Mike. I think he has a cold shin and who wasn't real happy.
Right. Let's hear more in our Redbird recap.
John Rooney, 16 strikeouts by the Nationals pitchers is way, way too many.
12 of those by their starter and winner, Steven Strasburg. Strasburg threw 117 pitches over seven innings. He gave up one unearned run to the Cardinals, seven hits. He didn't walk anybody. He had 12 punch-outs. Fernando Rodney, two, and Tanner Rainey, the other two, as the Nationals beat the Cardinals 8-1, forcing a do-or-die for the Cardinals in Game 4 behind Dakota Hudson.
He is 16-7 during the regular season. He'll be opposed by Patrick Corbin, the left-hander, who was 14-7, and we'll be on the air with the pregame show at 6:10, and then the play-by-play at 6:55 for the 7:05 start. The Nationals have gone up three games to none on the Cardinals, and it'll be an elimination game for the Redbirds tomorrow. Their back is against the wall as Dakota Hudson will go to the mound.
Yeah, it could be like one of those champagne on ice for four straight games, and then game seven they'd have to have the champagne on ice in both dugouts or locker rooms. I know, it's wishful thinking.
I mean, it could happen.
It's happened once, so it could happen.
That's right.
You're saying I've got a chance. Okay.
American League Series is tied at a game apiece. New York Yankees and Houston Astros this afternoon with a 3-0-8 start. Last night in NFL Monday Night Football, Packers beat the Lions 23-22. Had that field goal right in the last stretch. Aaron Rodgers, 24-39 for 283 yards. For our Illini, it's Wisconsin, number six in the nation. 11 a.m. start at this time. And as far as the Vegas betting, what are we, 30 points?
31.
Okay.
It was 25, and then the bettors said, no. They just beat Michigan State 38-0. We'll take Wisconsin.
All righty. Blackhawks over the Edmonton Oilers, 3-1. New York Island beat the St. Louis Blues. That final was 3-2 in overtime. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
I fell in love. This place is delicious. One of the best restaurants for fine dining in Champaign. Those are just some of the reviews about Miga Restaurant in downtown Champaign. Specializing in sushi, Asian-influenced dishes, wine and cocktails. Miga Restaurant, open Monday through Saturday. Call and schedule your reservation for a date night, special celebration, or just because. Miga Restaurant at 398-1020.
Frosty, to start your journey now.
Eat a man, Jay Layman, my friends. He is the man. Let's check your weather.
All right, partly cloudy today. We have a chance of showers later. Today's high is 66 expected, 40 our low tonight. Things will change up and be a little cooler tomorrow with partly cloudy conditions. High 54, low 36. Up towards 60 with sunshine on Thursday. Friday's high at 65. 69 on Saturday and 73 on Sunday. Gets better and better as we get closer to the weekend. We're currently at 49. ESPN 93.5.
State Farm Center, Thursday night. Jim Gaffigan.
A baby at home. Babies are a lot of work. I try and pitch in. I do diapers. I mean, I don't change them, but I go, you got to do this diaper. No, we have three other kids, too. A 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. I should probably learn their names. Try and be a good dad. I sat the older three down, and I explained to them that the new baby does not mean I love them any less, but I will have to let one of them go. So if anyone knows of a toddler rescue, maybe we could get Sarah McLachlan to do the commercial.
I will remember.
I love that commercial. Even the dogs in that commercial are like, it's a little heavy-handed, Sarah. We are just dogs, after all. There are still kids starving in Africa, right? I mean, I don't like that joke at all. Why would he put that joke in this special? Four kids. Bedtime is a crisis. That's why I'm here right now. It's too hard. They act like they've never been to sleep before. Bed? What's that? No, I don't want to do that. Then it becomes some hostage negotiation, but in reverse. Look, if you stay in there, I will give you whatever you want.
Yeah, boy. Jim Gaffigan, Thursday night, State Farm Center in Champaign. Just as random and no time to talk about it. But how are the mom and pops and bricks and mortar, how do local businesses stay in business?
It's tough.
I mean, you got websites that have such a massive buying power.
And people love getting packages at the door.
No, it's just, you don't have to do anything and it's done.
Right.
And there's time and you got to go park and you got to go in. Can you imagine if you had a big bricks and mortar and you got a big rent and you're somewhat locally controlled, how difficult it is when people come into your store, look at the stuff and then leave an order on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to get the model number and they just came in. That's, I don't like that. If you're going into the store just for that and you know what you're doing, the price isn't going to be that much different. And if we want to have local around, we better support. And I'm not saying support a crazy price, but for the most part, my experience is pretty close. They had to come down on some of these prices to survive.
Right.
But I'm rooting for mom and dad.
That's right.
I am rooting for the old
70
school.
Days till Christmas.
If you can shop here, and I know the time and the effort, and sometimes you just can do this with a click. I get all that. I've done it. I know. But when you can, and you can help the local businesses when it's a comparable price, go out and actually look at somebody in the eyes, because that's unique these days. Oh, gosh, you have pretty eyes. Never knew that, looking down all the time. All right, we're back tomorrow, so Wednesday.
Yes.
So, and as we are now whisking through the middle of October.
Tomorrow is Boss's Day, by the way.
I always look forward to all those gifts. Oh, yeah.
Lots of basket floors is always a good fit.
Oh, yeah. Big day.
There you go.
Homecoming week at the University of Illinois. All right, thank you, Diane.
All right, enjoy the day.
I am Stevie J. Stand by. Jeremy Warner program next. Tay and Piper this afternoon. Cardinals tonight begin their 8 games in a row swing. Yell again, can I turn
you? Yeah.
Hey, thank you for listening. Have a great Tuesday.
It's that time to award the MyOffice Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week. The Week 7 MyOffice Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week is Gibson City Melbourne Sibley running back Peyton Keene. Watch out, IHSA. The GCMS Falcons are back. Keene compiled a game-high 144 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns on just 13 carries in the Falcons' 42-0 win over the Leroy Panthers. That's over 11 yards a carry for the running back, Peyton Keene. The 2-time defending Class 2A state champions are back in the playoffs. They will have a shot to defend their 2-time crown.
The Gibson City Melvin Sibley Falcons are 6-1 this season and are second in the Heart of Illinois Conference Large Division. They trail Monunk Field Crest by just one game. They take on El Paso Gridley next week in Gibson City. Congrats to Peyton Keene and the Gibson City Melvin Sibley Falcons for winning the MyOffice Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week. The Player of the Week is also sponsored by Prospect Bank.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover.